Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to check on an order to see when it will be shipped or if it will be shipped. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Could I have a zip code?
29572.
29572.
Yes.
First and last name.
Lynn, L-Y-N-N Bradley.
Okay. What's your first and last name? I'm sorry.
Lynn Bradley.
Okay, I don't see anything matching your name.
Okay, I have an order number if that helps.
Okay, I could try the phone number.
843-999-1201.
Thank you. So I see an account here. Well, I don't see an account here matching the phone number. I mean, do you know the last 4 digits of the card that was billed?
Hold on just a moment.
Okay. Are you still there, ma'am?
It's 0723.
Okay. So, no, ma'am.
Because, like I said, I've got an order number.
We can try the order number.
It's 260-445-115. It's for a KitchenAid mixer.
So no, ma'am, I still don't see anything here matching your information. You can try giving us a call back within 30 minutes to an hour. See if your account shows up in our system.
Okay. Now, if the order or whatever was placed yesterday morning, should it not show up by now?
Yes, ma'am. It should be in the system by now.
Because I am looking at the email. It says, thank you. Your entry into the draw was successful. Please look out for any emails or notifications we send you. Your order number is what I just gave you, and then it's got 2022 True Products for Less and customer service number and terms and conditions, privacy policy, and contact us.
Yes, ma'am. So what may have happened was they gave you the wrong customer service number. So I would suggest calling your financial institution as well, see if they can give you the correct number.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.